Mohawk Nation News. Ganawagi to become a shopping mall village, super outlet haven. Audio. MNN, December 2nd, 2021. Black Friday, every Friday in Ganawagi, is the illegal band council's dream to make us more spiritually and mentally dependent than we have ever been. The illegal Mohawk Council of Ganawagi Mayor Sky Deer has disgusted and shamed the Ganyogehaga Umwe by welcoming a project to turn Ganawagi into a shopping mecca to welcome foreigners into our community. We are being urged to speak French to accommodate shoppers. She scolds us for not being better friends with our non-native neighbors who want to economically screw us over, but who actually admire the way we do business. We don't pay taxes and do what we want. She wants us to give this all up and be more accommodating for their economic development purposes to enrich them and their Quebec and Canada partners and investors. We have untapped potential, she said. The highways that run through the territory see a lot of traffic every day, so it could be home to businesses like Target or an Amazon factory. Right now, she said, we really need big real estate projects in our community, where we will live. Where will we live? We need more and more land and housing for our children. With the trillions in our Indian trust funds, which are illegally held by Canada without our permission, we could do anything we want. We are actually the wealthiest poor people on earth. We just need to get rid of the government's POW camps called reserves and their illegal band council system of traitors that run the genocide show for Canada. The band council is a Department of Indian Affairs, which is a department of the army. We are in jail already. The offices for the grandiose franchises should not be here. They are already evicting the complaining rabble-rousers. An Amazon factory in Ganawagi actually means that the Quebec and Canada decide what projects will be implemented to reimburse us for our stolen Indian trust funds and reparations for genocide. We are coerced capitalists who are preyed upon and threatened with extinction. We are extorted with our own funds that are owed to us. How about the planned squatters in hotel with Canada taking the profits? Her three-way project is a taxation coup for this area. Outsiders won't be accepting our native status cards, which has already started. All of Turtle Island is a tax-free zone for us. Ganawagi will become a municipality and the band council businesses will be tax-free for us, so we will shop in their offshore stores, just like the old trading posts that destroyed our way of life. The people will have to pay all municipal taxes to run the community or get kicked out. Provincial and federal taxes will become applicable to every native. This is already in place in some places in the United States. The business partners, the illegal band councils, provinces, and federal governments will invest our Indian trust funds in shady businesses, and we will never see the profits. Useless hotels will bring white tourists to gawk at us. Investments will be made with their interests in mind. The illegal band council will become the only voice in Ganawagi, as they will control everything. Their investments are meant to collapse and the funds will disappear. Profits will be unseen, untraceable, and in offshore private accounts, just like many political leaders of Quebec and Canada and their international partners. The $1.67 trillion GDP, gross domestic product, the value of the Corporation of Canada, is actually the Indian Trust Fund. They are in debt to us. We own them. A 10-foot-high fence will surround Ganawagi to keep us from seeing us, so as not to distract the high-end shoppers. those few sellouts who want to be tourist attractions are welcome to leave to be pseudo-Indians. They will speak Mohawk with a soft L rather than the rolling R. They are anxious to forfeit their birthright to being natural Wenghwe, whose duty forever is to carry out the Gayanrit Goa and the Deohade genocide at its highest. How does bringing in Amazon, Target, hotels, casinos, tourists, and thousands of foreign workers in our land and community fulfill us as a proud sovereign? We won't be hired because we refuse to speak French. We are trying to survive the way creation intended, not as pop culturalists. Our ancestors and descendants will think we'd all become mindless traitor puppets, just like the government's illegal corporate band counselors. Over 99% of us do not want to betray our ancestors and unborn children for whom we are trying to set an example on how to be a Ganyoge Haga. We are not born to be slaves to the white man, such as cashiers, half-naked waitresses serving drinks in the mall bars, or victims of human trafficking, capitalism on steroids. The continued murders and genocide of our minds and bodies is the road that the government, corporations, and their illegal band council agents are paving for us to get our land and become an actual country. Their vision is money and power for a few and disable and make the rest invisible. Kanawage will be a municipality. Government and churches have taught us how to mistrust one another. So while we stop each other from succeeding, the Canadian government system is succeeding. Our taxes will pay for straight-lined paved roads with curbs, pseudo-Indian street signs and numbers on our houses so the repo man can easily find us. Our ancestors were smarter. They built long houses that could be shared by families and dead-end streets to keep strangers out so we would not lose our children. Visitors have to come miles away and ask for permission to enter our settlement. They would only be allowed into a small fortified area as our guests. Our villages were protected from the eyes of the invaders, so we would be safe in private. We'll be back to selling trinkets by the roadside and in front of the church, and doing some dances for them at the endangered species get-togethers. Longhouse festivals have always been private. For instant money, we could put tolls on all the roads, seaways, bridges, railways, and other unpaid-for intruding structures that are already here. We need the Gayanrit Goa to protect us and everything about us. Soon we will be living under the flashing neon lights of the Mercier Bridge. During rush hour, we can make a few dollars from commuters on their way to work. Incorporation means it's not owned by a person. It's controlled by a foreign entity run by the Vatican, who own all the corporations. The few corporate Indians might be so embarrassed about the presence of their poor resistor families, they are trying to send us away to live in Algonquin land up north to cut our ties altogether. We traditionals, of course, would not be identified as Mohawks or Ganyoge Haga. We'd be known as those Mohawk Métis. Those running the malls will have corporate jets, fancy clothes, super shiny shoes, and fancy carpet bagger friends. Their only job is to tell their handlers, quote, "You want more of the land and resources of our distant Ogwenhue relatives? Give me that pen and I'll sign that paper. And remember to fortify the fence around us to keep out those savage, lawless rebels we kicked out a long time ago. They can't come in without a pass unless they agree to grovel at our heels. We got them trained to stay quiet through threats like losing their jobs and their kids. These puppet agents have business names and can say a few words of old Ogwenhue that are made up by those resident old word vomiters. All their maids and workers are whites who have to speak a little bit of new speak Mohawk. Queenie, come and pick up your kids. Put them in your yacht and get them out of here. Bon Scott of AC/DC says it perfectly. We got to get them out of here. There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't bringing no rock on the chain gang. I'm breaking out and heading home. Gonna make a jailbreak. I'm looking towards the sky. Gonna make a jailbreak. Man, I wish I could fly. It's all in the name of liberty. It was all in the name of liberty. Gotta be free. Jailbreak. Had more than I can take. Jailbreak. 16 years. Jailbreak. You better get me out of here. He said he'd seen his woman being followed by another man. She was down and he was up. He had a gun in his hand. And the bullets started flying everywhere. And people started to scream. There was a big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his life had been. But it was all in the name of liberty. Yes, it was all in the name of liberty. You just gotta be free. Jailbreak. Jailbreak. Tokenigo, Nyawakowa.